I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Something money, money.
Something money can't buy.
Something money, money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. The beating in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Beautiful. Again, we're here with Sarah Kroger on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure if people are going to want to hear this or not.
But oh, we want to hear it.
It was definitely the Spice Girls.
Yes. Definitely. Yes.
My family was not that they weren't conservative, but they just kind of like let us listen to whatever we kind of wanted to listen to, but not in a super rebellious way. I just really loved the Spice Girls, them and S Club 7. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, yeah. I just loved all those like pop bands, and something about the female power of Spice Girls was just like, I just loved it. I just loved it. So that was the first album that I remember buying for sure.
And here's what I'll tell you, Sarah. Everybody loved the Spice Girls.
Everybody did.
And all these people, stop. You're liars. You're liars. And
if you're hating on them, we can't be friends. I'm sorry.
Wannabe? When Wannabe comes on, you can't help it.
Oh my gosh. No.
You can't help it.
You got to move when it comes on.
So those of you that are nodding your head in agreement with the Spice Girls, we're with you. Those of you that are rolling your eyes, God knows you're lying, and I do too. And Sarah just the same. And you're no longer welcome at Kroger stores because of it. So with that in mind, so who were some of your influences growing up as you were forming your kind of musical journey?
Yeah, my parents, honestly, they props to them because they had a wide breadth of musical influences in their own lives. So anything from Simon and Garfunkel to Carole King to James Taylor, all the way to like classical music. We would listen to classical music in the car on the way to the school drop off. And I would always be like, Dad, it's so boring. And now I'm just so grateful for that, because classical music is so beautiful and impactful to me. Now I listen to it all the time, but like So I was exposed to all different kinds of things, even like different cultural music, like from Peru, or I mean, it was just my parents both studied music, and so it was just, there was just a deep love for everything in the house. We'd listen to Broadway tunes, I mean, all over the place, Billy Joel. So I grew up listening to all different kinds of music, including spiritual music and religious music. And I think now I still do that. I listen to a lot of different pop music these days. My latest album was inspired a lot by like the sonic landscape of like Kacey Musgraves records or Maggie Rogers or a lot of these like different like pop country influences a bit. Mixed in with like classic Peter Gabriel vibes, you know, like all these, we had all of these different influences in the studio to kind of pull from, and just people that I love listening to, you know, and kind of connect with their music. And for me, it's all about like the sonic landscape, building a landscape that you can enter into that feels like a scene in a movie or something that you can just put your AirPods in and just kind of disappear into it. That is what I try to build in my tracks. And I feel like we were able to do that with this album, a bit at least. And hopefully we'll keep exploring that in future projects. But yeah, that's my dream always, is to build kind of a little world through the music, you know?
I love that picture right there, build a world through the music. On the spot question, favorite Broadway soundtrack?
Oh, Les Miserables.
Yeah. Oh, wait, where is it?
Do you have it?
No. Oh, is it up here? Bob Ross. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, it's so...
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's my favorite, so too. Good. It's my favorite. I've seen it a ton of times.
Oh, we've seen it like 10 or 15 times. I can't even count by now.
I'm with you somewhere through there.
It's so good.
That's a whole other tangent we could wander down. We don't have time for that. That's all right. All right, unfair. All right, I'm going to go to unfair questions. So we're going everywhere from classical music to the Spice Girls. If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Whoa.
And you just get to be there. You know, you're not like, don't think of like, does my music fit? You just get to be there for the day and be a part of it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think it would have to be Billy Joel. I think it would have to be, because I just love his music. His music was like, honestly, one of the ones that we would listen to all the time. We would rotate through his albums, and my parents loved him, and just his piano playing and his songwriting. I mean, Vienna is one of the most incredible songs, truly, of our lifetime. I feel like it is such a beautiful song. And I think it would be Billy Joel. He's just still to this day, he's such an entertainer. And I just, being around that is so electric. So that would be pretty wild to open for Billy Joel. I don't think my music would quite connect. So I'm glad that you said that. But yeah, definitely Billy Joel.
Billy, if you're listening.
Billy.
You probably are.
Give me a shot, Billy.
Come on, man. Just once. Just once is all we're asking. We're not asking for a lot. I think it's okay.
I mean, you sell out Madison Square Garden. You can give a girl a shot.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing. Till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. There's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got. So I'll bring my trying to reach for the light.
Yeah, the struggle keeps me on it, and it brings down the walls of my pride. Cause faith isn't proving like gold till it's been through the fire. Hey, hey. My head, heart, and hands are feeling it. That's when I'm lifting just a little higher. I bring my heart, thought, heartfelt grip to hell. Hallelujah. I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail story to tell. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. Faithful, whatever I'm feeling or facing. I'll bring my heart, thought, heartfelt. It is well. Hallelujah.
Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd. The shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me.
side. Your word has been true in every season of my life. I believe.
Again, we're wrapping up here with Sarah Kroeger on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at sarahkroeger.com. Sarah, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Rapid fire. Here we are.
What's your favorite junk food?
Oh, French fries.
Is there a particular kind or just all of them?
I mean, Chick-fil-A is my favorite, hands down. For sure. But
do you like the end ones, the ones on the end from Chick-fil-A?
No.
Those are trash.
I always
give
those to my husband. Always.
I give them to the birds. I thought outside. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Dopey.
What color is your toothbrush?
Oh, my travel toothbrush or my home toothbrush?
I'll take both.
Oh, it's teal. Yeah, it's teal. My home one. Yep.
In the movie about your life, the Sarah Kroger story, where she ultimately finds out she is part of the Kroger Empire, what actress would play you?
Oh, I'm going to say Natalie Portman. I don't know why.
I can see that. No, I can see that. I like Natalie Portman. I can see that. I can see that. That's a good one.
I mean, that's a big compliment to myself because she's so gorgeous, but I'm going to just put it out there. Natalie Portman.
Listen, this is a safe place. Most of the guys pick like Matthew McConaughey, which I'm like, all right, listen, there's no green even in the ballpark now. So if you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Ooh, I'm going to say any Marvel character, male or female?
Sure.
Or just, I mean, because I really love Iron Man. So maybe if there's like an Iron Woman suit, maybe I could like
that.
Be that. You know what I mean?
That's what we'll do. We'll send the email. Cool. When we send the Billy Joel email, we'll send that email too.
Because Iron Man's gone. Spoiler alert.
What? I don't even know. What's your favorite board game? People are turning the show off, Sarah. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, man. Okay, right now it's what's that game where you trade wood and brick and you know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. What is it
trading
called?
Wood and brick.
Yeah. You're like trying to build an empire, but you can like trade like wheat and grass and I can't remember what it's
Hold
called.
On. Is it okay, is it Pit?
No.
Trading.
No. It's a very popular game over the past couple of years. I can't remember what it's called.
Lumber?
Lumber. Yeah.
Catan? Settlers of Catan?
Settlers of Catan. Settlers of
there
Catan.
It is.
I love that game. I'm a classic Monopoly fan. I really am. It's a long one, but I love it.
Is Settlers of Catan the one you were trying to think of?
Yes.
All right. I'll check it out. That's a new one for me. That sounds
it's
good.
Fun.
I love
it's
a good
fun.
Board game. What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, Rugrats. I loved Rugrats.
It's good.
Also, Doug.
Yeah, I think we're about the same age. I think we're about the same age between Spice Girls and Doug.
I know.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she would. I think she would. Because 12-year-old me always played pretend that I was like actually part of like the Dixie Chicks on my playground in my backyard.
Yeah.
So I think 12-year-old me would think I'd pretty cool.
Before we couldn't talk about the Dixie Chicks anymore. Remember that one? That whole
know,
thing went
sorry.
Off the rails. That's fine. Oh, it's safe. Listen, safe
they're not
space.
Even called that anymore, actually.
Yeah.
I don't
like
think.
The Chicks now, isn't it? It's like
the
just
chicks.
The Chicks.
The Chicks.
Which is interesting that that works in 2024.
I know.
What a confusing. They're just trying to get in trouble. Anyway. All right. Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't like spicy things. And I feel like a lot of people like Nashville hot chicken.
Yep.
Can't do it. I do not like spice at all. And I don't know that everyone loves that, but I know a majority of people love spicy, you know, hot sauce or what. I can't do an ounce of anything spicy. No.
There's the president of Visible Music College where I am, Ken Stortz. Yeah. He loves spicy. Right. And so we'll go to these chicken places, you know, Hattie B's or Gus's here in Memphis or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always so funny because he loves it. He says he loves it. And he's eating this chicken. But I'm talking to him and his eyes are, it's like he's crying.
Uh-huh.
It's like he's weeping
I know.
Over this chicken. And I'm always like, I don't think you really like this. I don't think this is real.
I don't get it. I know.
So I do like spicy things, but I don't want to cry when I eat it. I know that.
No, I don't even like when I go to a Thai place and they're like, what spice? I'm like, zero. If you could remove spice, please do that.
We're going to go the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's Sarah Kroger here on Behind the Tunes. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, you've been a ton of fun today. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me. It was really fun. I really appreciate it.
Been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.